Siddur snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussman, Lila Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi, Yehuda Tzvi, and we are up to the final two psukim of Ashrei. The truth is, I call these the final two psukim of Ashrei, but the last pasuk really is not connected to Ashrei. Ashrei is not connected to Ashrei, to the rest of Ashrei. I'll explain what I mean in a moment. Tilas Hashem Yedaber Pi, Bivarech Kol Basar Shem Katsher Liolam Va'ed. The second two, the penultimate pasuk says, may my mouth speak the praise of Hashem, and Kol Basar, may all the flesh bless His name forever and ever. It's an unusual word or formulation of the word, Tilas Hashem. What would you expect it to be? The conclusion, Ashrei, this alphabetical orchestration of praising Hashem in every way that we could think possible. So Tilas Hashem, as we mark and celebrate the conclusion of this extraordinary capital, Tilas Hashem Yidaber. What should it say? Diber pi, my mouth spoke. From Aleph till Tov, I've gone through Ashrei, and I've described in so many different ways and from so many different perspectives how I could sing Hashem's praise. I should celebrate Tilas Hashem Diber pi. My mouth spoke such praise. Why does it conclude in the future tense? Yidaber pi. Yidaber pi. So we mentioned the other day, Yikra'u be'emes. When we said Karov Hashem l'chol karov, Hashem is close to those who call out to Him. Yikrahu also is in the future tense. Why? Because it's easy to call out to God when you're in a foxhole. There's no atheist in a foxhole. When you're in a crisis, when you're in a moment of desperation, everybody can authentically and genuinely pour out their heart to Hashem. But Hashem evaluates whether He'll be favorable, answer favorably our plea, not based on how heartfelt we are in the moment, but will it continue? Will it be consistent? Can we maintain it? Will we build upon it? Will it grow? So Tehilas Hashem, we conclude Asher, the Eitz Yosef says, Yidaber in future tense, because the recognition that we're never done. It's never complete. You can't put a check. Praise Hashem. It was on my bucket list. I meant to praise God. Check. Said Ashrei. Done. One is never done. Yidaber. In fact, a taste of what it's like to praise Hashem only should entice us to want to do it more. And that's why it's the future tense. I've tasted the connection with Hashem, to see Hashem's role in my life, to feel His love, to express my gratitude to Him for it. And the fact that I've had this experience just makes you crave to want to do it more. When you're in the courtship of a relationship, when you're falling in love, you don't say, Shine, we spoke, good, done. But rather, the pleasant experience, the positive experience, the feeling of intimacy and rendezvous that comes out of the experience of connecting only leaves you with an appetite and a craving for more. And therefore, Tilas Hashem, not Diber, but Yidaber. The best praise is yet to come. I have a lifetime ahead of me where I'm still trying to work on praising Hashem. It's never complete, it's never done. Rav Schwab in a Sefer says, Yidaber pi, and Vivarech kol basar shem katsher liolam va'ed, because Ashrei is really describing the eschatological era. Ashrei is really describing a world, the future world of what it will look like when Mashiach comes, when redemption happens. It depicts a time when Jews and non-Jews alike, universally, all of humanity, will see Hashem's role in our lives and will praise Him. It's not just Yidaber pi, my mouth, David HaMelech says, but I long for a time where not only do I see Hashem's hand guiding history and destiny, but Vivarech kol basar, every living being. You won't be able to see current events without interpreting them and understanding that Hashem is the one behind them. That is the time, the period of redemption that we long for. Rav Avigdor Miller points out, Vivarech kol basar. Why is the language Vivarech kol basar? Why basar? Why are we invoking flesh all of a sudden here at the end of Ashrei? We're invoking flesh. So he points out, only when we're basar v'dam, when we are humanity, when we are a neshama that's housed in a body, in a guf, a soul that is housed by a body, which is the instrument or vehicle of free will, that we have choices, only now in this world is it meaningful to yidaber pi, and vivarech kol basar shem katsher liolam va'ed. It's in this world when I can choose to ignore and neglect Hashem, that when I choose instead to see Him and praise Him, that there's meaning, value, and purpose. In the world to come, in the olam ha'emes, the world of truth, you don't praise Hashem, because all there is Hashem. All there is being attached to Hashem. There is no free will, there's no option to praise Him or not to praise Him. So it's davka when we're in a state of Yivarech kol basar, it's when we're in a state of basar v'dam, when we are human, physical, mortal people, that's when it's meaningful, Tilas Hashem Yidaber. So I'm never done. It's an ongoing process, and I have to be committed to keep it going over and over. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, that's why we have the minhag of ending davening with Adon Olam, at least on Shabbos. Why do we end davening with Adon Olam? We already said Adon Olam at the beginning. For those who don't know, at the beginning of davening, you say Adon Olam too. So if we've already said it at the beginning, why are we saying it at the end? Rabbi Soloveitchik said, we end davening with the acknowledgement and the recognition that I'm not done davening. I start again right away. Same way that when we learn, you finish a Masechta, you'd be a Siyam HaShas Amirtz Hashem in 50 some odd days, you'll start the first Mishnah in Brachos. You're never done learning. You finish, you start the next one. You get going all over again, you take it from the top. For Rabbi Soloveitchik, Chasam Breishis was more significant than Chasam Torah. Chasam Breishis is about the beginning. It's about starting again. And so, Yida Berpi, it's a recognition that I'm never done, it's never complete, but rather it's ongoing, and I look forward to continuing it weiter in the future. Next, we'll finish Asher with the last Pasuk. I'll just give you the preview to think about. Because this Pasuk doesn't in fact come from Asher. What do I mean? Asher, this unit, this paragraph, which is so central to Psukei de Zimra, is really made up of four different kapitlach, of four different chapters of Tehillim. The first Pasuk, Asher Yoshev Yisecha, Tehillim Pei Dalad. Second Pasuk, Asher Yam Shekach Alo, Kuf Mem Dalad. Tehillah Le David, and the bulk of Asher, Kuf Mem He. And the last sentence, Vanach Nevarach Yah, is Tehillim Kuf Tes Vav. Four separate prakim put together, consolidated. Obviously, there was a reason. So we spoke at the beginning of why the two Asherahs were tacked on at the beginning. You can go back and listen. But what we'll speak about next time is, why was Va'anachnu Nevarach Ka, why was that tacked on the end? Why was it not enough to end Aleph through Tov with Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi? Why do we need Va'anachnu to transition to the Halalukas?